you. My name, for those who don't know me, is Julia Buckley, and I live down the road in Bridge North with my family, where I'm also a local councillor. But you know, in many ways, I have travelled the furthest to be here this evening. I am the daughter of a coal miner, and I went to my local comp. And I can tell you I'm extremely proud to stand in front of you tonight as the parliamentary candidate for the Labour Party in this constituency. And not least because we are offering you a transformative manifesto, one that tries to bring back some social justice and some equality back into our society. So, what about me? I have worked for 20 years in government. I'm a bit older than I look. I've worked in local government, regional, national, and I spent 5 years in the European Parliament in Brussels. I was also awarded a scholarship to write a PhD about European policy. And when I came back to the UK, much of my time in government has been extracting funding from the EU for organisations back here. I ran a project across the West Midlands that helped over 1,000 organisations, so businesses, charities, community groups, all about capacity building, teaching them how to write bids, to draw down funding, to help them deliver the important work that they do in our communities. So work that's around infrastructure, supporting people, the important work of a compassionate community. And that's what I know, and that's what I see and hear when I'm out in the constituency. So tonight, we need to look at the difference between the Conservative government you've had over the last 7 years and the vision I'd like to offer you for the future. And I'd like to start with a quote from Hubert Humphrey. He says that the moral test of government is how it treats those who are in the dawn of life, that's our children, and how we treat those who are in the twilight of life, our elderly, and how we treat those who are in the shadows of life, the sick, the ill, the disabled, those with mental illness. And I think that would be a very good test against which to hold this government to account. Because what have we actually seen? And what have we each experienced over these last 7 years? We have seen £3 billion worth of cuts from our children in our schools. There are classes with over 30 children, and there are teachers being laid off as we speak. My own kids' school will lose 4 teachers in September, and within 2 weeks of the announced cuts, my kids' school will become an academy, effective privatisation by the back door. And health, NHS, £22 billion worth of cuts, and more of its privatisation by the back door. Do you know that nearly half of the care that is currently provided in what we call the NHS is actually delivered by private organisations seeking to make up profits? Never mind the million people that Philip Turner, as a Minister for Health, says he's caring for every day. What about the million extra people who are now on waiting lists since this government came to power? And shall we describe the local impacts of that? Because make no mistake, it's the central government cuts to your local health trust that is tying their hands behind their backs. We can be as cross as we like with Shrewsbury and Telford Trust, but their budget is cut. And what will they have to do in their transformational plan? They want to close the A&E at Telford. They're already temporarily closing the maternity. They will review your minor injuries, and according to their own plan to meet Mr. Dunn's cuts, they will have to close the community hospitals that we all rely upon. Thank you. The last point, of course, was the pensioners. What about some dignity for our old age pensioners? Because we will all, if we are lucky, become old one day. We need to guarantee the triple lock. We need to ensure that everybody gets the winter fuel allowance, not the 12% that will remain under Philip Dunn's proposals. And we need to stop the dementia tax so people's houses are not sold as their kids. They are offering you a vision of social justice, of a compassion. passionate community. I have been all over this constituency, fighting hard to change this seat. And wherever I go, people tell me that they care, that they are compassionate, and they want to see something different.